Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's go right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. Now, if you've heard this term before, it simply describes a situation that needs to be talked about but is often never discussed. Well, not talking about it doesn't make it not go away, because that elephant in the room still stays. You know, an example of the elephant in the room is at the family reunion when your 55-year-old uncle shows up with his 23-year-old fiance. That's an elephant in the room. Somebody's got to say something, but most of the time people do not. My friends, by the same token, Jesus was great at dealing with elephants in the room. He said in Luke 14:27, "Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." He deals with the elephants in the room. He says in Matthew 21:13, "My house should be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves." He said this as he was casting out the money changers from the temple of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he knows how to deal with them. And there are some elephants in the room that we should deal with in this Christian life that are not going to go away. We may as well talk about them so that we can be prepared for how to best deal with them. First and foremost, my friends, that first elephant in the room is that success in this Christian life will cost more than we think. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it will cost more than we think. Have you ever gone to a grocery store expecting to only get 2 or 3 or 4 items and you came out with 15 or 20? It's because you went into the grocery store with one thing in mind and then discovered there was a lot more to it than you imagined, and you came out with more items. This Christian life is the same way. It's going to cost us more than we could ever imagine. More time, more money, and it sometimes will cost us relationships. That's the reason why, my friends and neighbors, we should be willing to spend, to invest in ourselves and invest in others. Remember, the Bible tells us in Luke 6:38, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's going to cost us more than we think, and we've got to consider those costs. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 14:28, he says, "Which of you, intending to build a tower, doesn't sit down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to build it?" Yes, my friends, it's important for us to consider all the costs involved with this Christian life. There are going to be some relationships that we can't maintain because they're going in different directions than the directions we are going. There are going to be some times that we have to spend in order to give and to support ministries. We're going to spend more than even we expected, beyond 10%, sometimes 12%, 15%, and 20%, and sometimes we don't even keep track of it. We just know that giving is a part of our life in Christ, and because he's so good to us, we want to be a blessing to others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the component. It's going to always cost more. Remember when Jesus was talking to the rich young ruler in Mark 10:21-23, Jesus told him, "Listen, go sell what you have, give to the poor, you should have the treasure in heaven, take up your cross and follow me." The Bible says a man was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved because he had a lot of possessions. He didn't expect it to cost as much as it did. My friends, I challenge you to be willing to commit the cost, to be willing to do whatever it is that Christ asks us and whatever he expects us. And yes, my friends and neighbors, it may cost more, but the reward is also phenomenally great. Then the other elephant in the room, my friends, the other elephant that we've got to talk about is many who start with us won't finish. Yes, my friends and neighbors, many who start with us will not finish. Look around at your church on Sunday. You're going to see faces that are brand new, and then you're going to remember faces that used to be there that are not there anymore. Yes, my friends and neighbors, some who start with us won't finish. When you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you may have also had a friend that accepted Christ around the same time. You might still be with him, but that friend may have gone astray. Everybody is not going to remain on the journey, my friends and neighbors. Jesus outlined it. He had disciples that even left him. John 6:66 says, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Yes, my friends, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Remember the Bible says in Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And yes, my friends and neighbors, there are people who are going to fall by the wayside, as is outlined in Mark 4:15-17. The Bible says that those individuals have no root in themselves, so they endure but for a time. So how do I deal with it, my friends? How do I handle when people who start with us don't finish? Well, first of all, never take departures personally. Everybody has challenges that they're going through and things that they're facing and obstacles they're working to overcome. So when they leave your church or your ministry or your group or your circle, don't take it personally, my friends. Recognize and pray for them and hope that they get better, and wherever they go, wherever they depart, let God's peace be with them when they depart, and your love as well. And then also embrace all new arrivals, no matter how long they're around you, my friend, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, 3 days, however long, embrace new arrivals. Isn't it great when new people join the church? When they join the church, we receive them really well. Unfortunately, sometimes we may forget to follow up with those individuals. I challenge you, my friend, to receive all new people that come into the house of God with gladness. And yes, my friends, that it works better that way. But last and certainly not least, there's another elephant in the room. One we got to talk about and we all need to discuss. That elephant says you will make monumental mistakes. In this Christian life, we're going to say some things we should have never said. We're going to do some things we should have never done. We're going to travel down some path that we should have avoided. But thanks be to God that he's going to take care of us even in our mistakes. Remember the Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, a just man falls 7 times and rises up again. So your failures are not fatal. Your mistakes are not final. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're going to make some. You look back at how long you've been a Christian. If you've been walking this life at any length of time, you can look at some mistakes that you've made. Some of them you laugh about. Some of them you say, how in the world could I have been that silly? Why did I do that? But that's okay. We don't have to beat ourselves up. We should learn from our mistakes and connect to solid mentors, because the Bible tells us in Psalms 37:24 that though he fall, he won't be utterly cast down, because God can uphold us with his hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're going to have some errors and omissions, but isn't it good to know that we've got a God that's going to take care of us? Don't get upset about the mistakes. Realize there's an elephant in the room and learn how to deal with them all. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.